Rahway. Talking about Rahway is always a difficult thing for me because I get confused and go on tangents and never get to where I was going. Sort of like the poem. But anyway, Rahway was an apartment in at 1341 St. George's Avenue in Rahway. And it was a beautiful apartment. Had seven rooms, floor-to-ceiling windows that faced an empty lot that led down to a branch of the river. I think it was the Robinson branch of the river. And it was on St. George's Avenue, which was a thoroughfare that was like an artery that stretched from Elizabeth, actually, down past Rahway. Although it got called different things along the way, that's what New Jersey streets are like. Anyway, it was surrounded by highways on every side. It was the parkway or the turnpike or routes into 1 and 9, ways to go into Manhattan. There was a train station not far away. People moved around Rahway all the time. And my two friends, Tom and Alan, got an apartment that was found for them by another friend named Noreen. And they rented this place together. They were an odd couple, an unlikely pair to have decided to live together. They both attracted various sets of people for different reasons. I was attracted to both of them for different reasons. And so I was there when the apartment was put into shape for its first party. And that night, when we had that first party, was also the first date on which I took a girl named Karen, who was going to become quite important in my life, although I had no idea at the time. And the period of Rahway went on for a number of years, like the poem. And it's a character in the poem. The way it happened was that I had this love affair that I turned out to be unhappy over the ending of. Love affair between this woman, Karen, and myself. And I was heartbroken, really heartbroken, maybe for the first time in my adult life. I wasn't really an adult, but I was heartbroken anyway. And I was physically impacted by it. And yet, I didn't want to repress it. I didn't want to deny that I had any feelings or think of reasons to think I had been somehow betrayed, although it felt that. But I wanted to see it through in my mind. What happens when you love someone? Really believe you love someone. And then for one of the people that you, in the relationship, it ends. And it doesn't end all at once. It ends incrementally. Some things end all at once, but the relationship itself untangles itself incrementally and never fully. If it's been a real relationship for both people, one always wonders if it's the same thing for one person as it is for the other. And clearly it's not. And I wanted to investigate what happens with the images, thoughts, and feelings that go along with that. So, this is Rahway. It's in seven parts, and this is part one. Like highways standing too long, used and untouched. One, the gravel crunching beneath your tires, the jingling announcement of backdoor bells. The women look up from the fireplace and say, "Hello." What followed was old, like silence, both comfortable and awkward. I felt clumsy about my existence with these women who could see through but not into me, who need to see my face to remember that I breathe. These comfortable, quiet women placed me between them like a bundling board, sitting like wood in front of a fire. I feel such things grow as they die, expanding. And I know that we share this knowledge and know nothing of what comes before and nothing of the nothing that comes after. Two, what shall we do after we've driven each other away? At the stake of identity, what shall we do when we know an empty, burning cry? You'll curl into a blanket and into a chair. I'll learn to choose not to be there. Empty pain is the price of our knowledge. Outside the window, over the fireplace, hangs a feeder. I watch the birds come to eat. You stare into the flame. We have different fantasies, but the feeling is the same. You look at the bird. I stare into the flame. We're cross-eyed from our visions. Together, we are electricity that drowns the bird in the flame. Three. The ghosts make noise in the cold that moves through these rooms, trying to latch on. This painting made on the front room by the door is the call of someone desperate to be remembered. This center room is like tombstone, its objects handled or noticed and reflecting, but unable to give the feel of things comfortable with their place. Where there are no noises, there are shadows, moving with the silence that has made them. When we've burned our senses away for being too much of us, what will we want to feel? After we've learned that we've learned the illusions of color, where shall we want to look? In the numbness that has not survived, but has given the appearance of surviving. Four. For nights, with a map of the world hung over my bed next to empty bookshelves, listening to this house constantly running water. I stayed as you left me and was at my best unconscious. When the mix of the scents makes you make for a new bed, and the mix of the men helps you find a new home, Will you lace up your smile for someone's face?